Sure, you might be working longer hours, taking on more responsibilities, maybe putting off vacation time. But hey, you're lucky to even have a job, right?
That's exactly what your boss tells you when your raise is 1%. At the same time, your insurance went up 2%. You know, your gas that you get to work has gone up. Your food has gone up. So you really are reversing.
Janice Howell is an accountant. She's been at the same company for 27 years, and her experience working through the economic downturn might sound familiar to some.
Well, what we had was a lady retired a couple of years ago, and they said no, they were not going to backfill the position. So they distributed the work. Then a situation came up. Someone had to be on medical leave for a while, so they did fill that position, but that person was brought in at a lower rate.
Now, Howell says, it's not uncommon for her to leave the house at 7 in the morning and not be back until 7 at night.
The pressures and the tensions for people are enormous.
Professor Donna Ballard researches work-life balance at UT Austin. She says more work for less money has become the new normal for many Americans.
Not using vacation time, not using sick time, coming to work when you're sick, all sorts of personal quality of life needs that they might have, they tend to subjugate them during these times because of fear that there's 100 people in line ready to take this job.
She says that's only exacerbated when employees are told they should feel lucky to have a job in the first place. And a heavier workload isn't the only thing that's begun weighing down many workers. Donna Galatis is a Dallas-based human resources consultant. All of the varied pressures on America's workforce have led her to a frightening conclusion.
We expect that we'll see a lot of increase in things like workplace violence.
Even with that dire prediction aside, Donna Ballard at UT says piling more and more work on an already overburdened workforce makes little sense financially.
The research shows that actually well-rested, mentally clear employees are more productive. What's good for your employees is typically good for you.
A sentiment shared by accountant Janice Howell.
It would be nice to say, hey, you've done a great job. We're going to give you a 5% raise now.
Good luck with that, Mrs. Howell. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.